Warning, the following podcast contains adult language and childish comedy. Listener discretion is advised. And now, please adjust your headphone volume to an unreasonable level and enjoy the most dynamic and electrifyingly entertaining podcast ever to conquer cyberspace.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the most powerful podcast ever created, the Amazing Pop Culture Podcast starring Dags and Rez. Today, as always, another powerful episode. And now, put your hands together across this powerful oaken desk, is the most powerful assistant manager ever created, Mike or DJ Rez.
Hello, Dags. Hello, amazing friends. I agree with everything you said. Nothing you said was a lie.
So what else? You have a title, 2023.
WFNULP. Yes. Programmer. Of the year.
I wanted you to get that in.
Heaven forbid nobody knows about that.
Everyone knows about that.
Thank God.
Yes.
I make sure everybody knows about that.
Powerful episode today. We're going to be talking a bunch of stuff about pop culture. A Mike or DJ Rez, in the 70s, we were concerned about killer bees coming up from South America.
Right, but Jim Brunzel was from Minnesota.
Jumping Jim Brunzel.
Yeah. Wrestling fans know what I mean.
Why? Tell us.
He was part of the WWF Tag Team Champions, the Killer Bees.
Yes.
That's why.
The High Flyers.
Mm-hmm. But I digress. Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, stay tuned next. probably next week we'll be doing a wrestling, an homage, an homage, the golden age of wrestling.
That's right. With our buddy North Innsbruck.
Yeah, we're going to bring back the much-loved Chris, a.k.a. North Innsbruck. So if you're new to this podcast, what it is, first of all, welcome. Welcome to new listeners. Welcome to old listeners. Old G's.
New G's. D-O-double G's.
Yes.
G-strings.
Yes.
String beans.
G-unit.
Yes.
Yes. Powerful. What it is me and Mike or DJ Rez talking pop culture. Really stupid stuff.
But interesting, so yes, stick around.
It's fun. But if you're serious and you're uptight, tune out.
Please do yes. that. And don't leave a review.
Well,
you fun people, leave a review.
Leave a review. Leave Either a negative way. Review. I don't even care anymore.
like Grumpy Daniel from Australia.
Just leave a review.
That's right.
But anyway, we digress. We go on tangents and all that. The killer bees were coming.
Yes.
But I wasn't too concerned because of the cold, the ice wall.
Yes.
That protects us. So the killer bees really never made it that far up.
No, not here in Minnesota.
No.
Texas, Arizona, that area. But not here.
But then the evil Asian murder hornets.
Yes. Got as far as Washington State. And then they went away.
So the killer bees were not murderers. They were just killers.
Yeah, they swarmed.
Yes.
Murder hornets.
But they didn't commit murder. They just, it could have been manslaughter. They just killed.
Right, yeah. They didn't have any, whatever the definition between manslaughter and.
Who knows?
And.
Involuntary.
Right, and murder one.
They didn't mean to.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Just happened.
Because, to be truthful, the killer bees, you know what they were? Do you know how they came about?
They were pissed off about something.
No.
Oh.
Because I'm a master of everything.
Okay.
You know that. What they did is the greedy beekeepers wanted to make more honey.
Okay.
And they wanted to make this super bee.
Super honey-making bee?
Yes. So what they did is they took the Italian honeybees and bred them with African bees.
And that... made killer bees.
It did.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, if you mix Italian with anything, you're going to get a spicy meatball.
You're also going to get a powerful podcast.
That is true.
The most powerful podcast ever created. I need to embrace my Sicilian roots. Should I talk more about them?
I think you should.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
In an accent, though, just so we know when you're still talking about
your Italian roots. Oh, that's straight up racist.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, no Mario jokes. It's-a me, Mario. So anyway, the killer bees never got as bad as we thought.
No, but neither did the murder hornets.
But we have a new...
A new bug to worry about.
It's not an insect, though. It's an arachnid this time.
Uh-oh. Arachnid is, of course, Spanish for...
Spider. It's a giant spider the size of... Well, I don't know about your palm, but the size of an average person's palm.
Yes.
A giant spider that weaves a web up to 6 feet in diameter.
Now, for all of our amazing friends that are staring at their palms right now, just, like, imagine your fingers not there. That's the size of the spider. So is that body and legs the size of your palm, or is that just the body?
What I've read, they said palm-sized spider, so I don't know what that means.
Mm. It's like a tarantula.
It's a big-ass spider.
It's a big spider. Australia has big spiders.
They do.
That I didn't want to mess with, and now I have to worry about an Asian spider that could kill me.
Yes.
As well.
And not only that, it's not afraid of the cities. They thought, you know, it'd come up and spiders, they use their web, it senses vibrations, and that's how they get their prey.
Right.
But this thing is not afraid of the city. It's an urban spider.
Oh, man. It does a little, I'm walking here.
Hey, I'm weaving a web here.
My goodness. What's it catching? What's it eating?
That's what I want to know, at a 6 foot web. I mean, that's infants.
Yeah, it has to be infants.
Yes.
Chickens, full chickens. Grown chickens.
I mean, that's scary stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe and
a vulture.
Not to make it even more frightening, the babies have parachute. When they're born, they have parachute webs. They fly up to 100 miles from mom.
That's nuts. I wonder how long it takes to travel 100 miles when you're a baby spider flying by web.
I know. Do they get into the jet stream?
Get sucked in. And you're
is it like the geese? And you know,
like flying by arrow.
Yeah. You ever see those videos like when they're on a boat and they're going the same speed and they like hold their hand up and they land on them.
I wonder how big the babies are. Like, can you like see them flying through the air?
Oh, my God.
And how many babies are we talking about?
And do you think it'll set off NORAD? Like they'll launch some
like when they see
F-22 Raptors?
Shoot down the baby spiders. Yuck. What part of Asia are they from? Like Russia or China or?
I'm going to have to look into it.
Yeah. Myanmar?
Myanmar?
Whatever.
Burma? Yes. I don't know.
The Philippines?
I just know they're coming.
Jaro spiders.
And they're already made appearances in Georgia, I believe.
Well, if you're going to make an appearance, that's the state to make an appearance in.
It is.
Yeah.
Hotlanta.
Ooh, yeah.
Have you been to Georgia?
I have.
Yes.
Been to Dublin, Georgia. Been to the Atlanta airport twice.
Mm.
So that's always fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
How was your Cinnabon?
Oh, it was delicious.
Mm. Yeah. Speaking of delicious, we have delicious things we're going to try in this episode.
That's right. Yeah, the Georgia airport's interesting, but Dublin, Georgia was a lot of fun. For some reason, between Atlanta...
The Dublin went down to Georgia.
That's right. Between Atlanta and Dublin, Georgia, it's like a two-hour drive or something like that. But there's like 1,000 tires on the interstate. For some reason, there was a lot of tires on the interstate in Georgia.
Blowouts? Like just like shrapnel?
Both, like whole
just
tires,
whole tires.
And shrapnel from like the semis and stuff. Yes. But yeah, definitely. It's like, how do you lose that many tires? How does one state have that many drivers going around on three tires? And are the spiders driving? And that's why.
Oh my God. Are the spiders, are they going to take over the tires and use that as a form of locomotion?
Oh man. Maybe that's the new way the babies get around.
Yes. Easy to see these giant tires with parachutes on them.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Arkansas?
I have.
Did you notice the spider webs in the trees in Arkansas?
Gigantic.
Yeah. That's what I'm picturing. Spiders that rival those spiders.
Now, are those spiders, are they colonies? Are they like, you know, like a Portuguese man of war working together in unison? So are those webs community webs, or are they just one spider weaving a giant web? Do we know this?
From what I know of spiders, it would have to be one spider, because I think spiders are cannibals. And if your spiders are around each other, they try to eat each other.
I eat cannibals.
Yeah. Like a lot of species of spiders will actually eat their young if they don't get out of the way fast enough.
The species don't eat their feces though, do they?
Ooh, that I don't know.
That'd be gross.
Yeah. Way to bring this podcast down.
I know. It's what I do, and I do it well.
That was great of you, by the way.
Thank you.
Thanks for scaring us.
Yes.
The death spiders. We got to give them a cool name, though. Asshole arachnids?
Mm. Yes.
All right.
Hit us up. If you have a cool name for the giant spider that's about to take over the U.S., hit us up.
Kill us all.
On social media, on X, at Amazing Pop Pod.
Mm-hmm.
Also, make sure you follow us on Facebook. We're on Instagram. Powerful YouTube page. I just did an incredible, powerful short. Did you see my latest short?
I did see your short.
It's just so dumb, and I just did it for myself.
But Brad Pitt's in it. So.
There's Brad Pitt in there. There's Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
And I didn't do any funny, you know, that, what's that, search engines, SEO.
SEO.
Yeah, everyone puts up the hashtags, and I don't care if two people see it. I think it's funny.
Yeah, that's all that matters. If you get a good chuckle out of it, sometimes you just got to do stuff for yourself.
Yeah, did you get the song I played? Do you remember what that had to do with it?
No, actually, I don't remember paying attention to the song. I'm going to have to do that. You know what? I'll do that again.
All right.
Get
the joke.
Okay.
So go on YouTube, follow us on YouTube, and wherever you enjoy podcasts, please leave a review, leave a rating. 5-star rating is the highest. We'll unlock the secrets to the universe. Also, make sure you follow Mike or DJ Rez at Mike Rez Radio.
That is correct.
And what other plugs do you have?
Mike'sPaintStudio.com. Check that out. That's about it for now.
Do you, we have beverages here. Do you want a Coors Light?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we're going to stick to the sugary beverages in front of us.
So do you want to get into the beverage? A treat review right now.
Yeah, let's do it.
And then also stick around. Don't fast forward. We have a powerful comic book review.
That's right. You're going to want to hear this.
Yes. All right.
All right. Should we do the soda?
Yes. Set us up for it. Biker DJ Rez has a cold, so he'll be off and coughing.
That's right. All right. So we have the new Coca-Cola Spiced. Now, this is not from the Coca-Cola Creations Lab, so it's not going to be as spacey or as out of this world as some of the other stuff we've done.
You know what? Did you know this is an actual flavor now they're going to keep?
I did not know that.
Yes.
So this is a new flavor. That's why it's not from the Creations Lab.
Yeah, okay. It's actual. It's not like, you know what? You go to the auto show and when do they have those concept cars?
Right.
And then they use aspects of the concept car in production vehicles.
Right.
I believe this is what happened with the Creation Labs. And they actually fine-tuned it, honed it down to Coca-Cola Spiced.
Do you think they took some of the elements? So they took the elements from the Creations Lab and created this. This is a raspberry spiced Coke.
Yes. Okay. So you're going right into the flavor. It's raspberry. Yeah,
that's what it says.
Do we know the spices?
Seven herbs and spices from KFC. I have no idea what it's mimicking. What the spices are supposed to be, but I'm going to guess there's going to be like some kind of cinnamon taste in it.
So how ingredients work on beverages and food, typically the first ingredient is the most.
Correct.
So this is carbonated water. Then it goes to high fructose corn syrup, caramel color, phosphoric acid, and natural flavors, and then caffeine.
Yes.
The caffeine content is 54 milligrams.
Per bottle.
Correct.
So, I mean, for a Coke, that's not much, I don't believe.
So, yeah, keep talking. I'm gonna grab one from my collection. I'm going to look at the random amounts of caffeine.
All right. Yeah, so Diggs is going to do that. So I think it's kind of fishy that they would come out with something called Coca-Cola Spice the same week that Dune 2 comes out, and they talk about the spice in Dune 2. So I don't know if that has anything to do with the timing of this release, but I just think that's kind of coincidental, as the kids would say.
Yes, Dune, spice, very good.
Yes, you're welcome. I tied them in together.
Yeah, that's very astute of you.
Ooh.
Yes.
I like that word.
So I'm grabbing one from my collection. This is Ultimate.
Yes.
Coca-Cola. Do you remember? Did you like this? Do you remember or not?
I don't think I did.
Okay. So this one is 57 milligrams.
Okay. So already higher than Spiced.
Spice is 54, correct?
Correct.
This is Move.
Yeah, I think I like that one.
Okay, 57.
All right.
I'm guessing we got a theme going here. This is Starlight. Guess what it is?
57.
Why 3,000? Why? Because we love you. This one does not list the amount of caffeine.
Really?
Interesting.
Controversial.
Mm-hmm. And Dreamworld.
That was the orange kind of flavored one.
57. So I'm going to put these down.
All right. See, I was right in my guess that this one didn't have as much caffeine as other Cokes.
Pretty close, though. I don't have a straight up Coke here.
No. So, you do have Moxie.
I do.
Yeah.
So should we fire it up?
Yeah.
Right away, what are we thinking of the logo? I mean, not the logo, but the design of it.
The colors, it looks pretty normal. I think if you put that next to a regular bottle of Coke and you're in a hurry and you're not paying attention, you might actually accidentally grab the Spiced version if you just wanted regular Coke Classic.
I'm thinking they need to work a little more on the packaging.
The color scheme?
It's a little, yeah. I mean, I get it. It's Coke. It's Spiced, but...
Right. You do kind of... Because they're all pretty much the same if it's going to be a normal flavor. Like, if you look at Coke, Coke Zero... Spiced, it's all red.
Yes.
So that's kind of the Coke thing.
And then you said it's raspberry.
Yeah, it says raspberry spiced Coke and so other natural
flavors. Yep, so we're seeing the red from the, you know, the quintessential Coke, and then we're seeing the purplish
pink
mimicking raspberry.
Correct.
Excellent. All right, let's fire it up.
All right, let's do it. Oh, nice pop there.
All right, let's do the bouquet smell test.
Do you smell that? Came out fast. Smells like Robitussin.
What do we think? You don't like it?
I don't know. Kind of smells like a sweet Robitussin.
I'm not getting Robitussin. Robitussin to me is more of cherry. This is more, I'm getting more raspberry. All right, here we go. You go first.
All right, I'll do it.
Taking a powerful sip, looking up, because when you think, you always have to look up.
Yeah, that's a rule. It's a raspberry Coke.
It's a raspberry Coke.
It's right, a raspberry
Coke. Let me do a poll on here.
Diggs is also taking a powerful swig. And that is also a rule. You have to make the sound. Especially if you've ever helped your dad make something.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting the raspberry.
Yep. I got no cinnamon. I was...
No.
I was expecting more spice.
It's not as a complex flavor as like Starlight.
Correct. It's pretty straightforward.
So I'm still going with Starlight is my favorite.
Okay.
But it's good.
Yeah, there's no Elon Musk sweat in this. It's not bad. No. Like I said, it's a raspberry Coke.
Now, spiced right away, I thought of rum.
Sure.
Like using this in a rum and Coke.
Yeah, you could.
What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think you could do that.
Are you a rum and Coke guy or not?
I will occasionally. If I'm going to drink a cocktail, I prefer gin and tonic, but I'm not somebody who's going to hold their nose up to a rum and Coke.
All right.
I could see that this would work in that.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed. Don't call it spiced and then say that there's other spices in it.
What do you mean? I'm confused.
It's just raspberry. There's no spice.
You're not getting a zest.
No, I'm not. So I'm a little disappointed in that. Call it something else, but not spiced.
I'm getting a little spice.
Really?
Not a lot. I'm getting a little.
Huh.
Even with the aftertaste, you're not.
Nothing.
Do another pull.
I just taste raspberry.
Do another pull. Swish it around.
I don't know. Let's see.
Let it bathe your taste buds. He's bathing his taste buds right now.
I'm looking up again.
He's looking up. He's falling asleep.
Yeah, just raspberry, which is fine.
Okay.
I'm just, call it something. To me, you should call it something else.
Out of 5 berries.
I give it a 3.5.
3.5.
Yeah, I would drink it again.
You would?
Yeah. Yeah. I like fruit flavored hop.
You do?
Yeah. Like I drink like vanilla Coke and cherry Coke. I mean, that's all good. Grape soda.
I will give it 3.5.
Awesome. Yeah.
It's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
I don't think I'd buy it again, but I would drink it again. Like if you offered me one.
If I said,
as a friend. Yes.
Dags, as a friend, I need you to drink this raspberry spiced Coke.
Yes. The spiders are coming. The giant spiders are coming. I need you to have a little pleasure before you die.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right. Also got.
Yes. Next up.
Space Oreos. Space Dunk Oreos.
Now look at the packaging on that.
It's very retro.
It's very synthwave, isn't it?
It is. It's purples and magentas, neon blue, neon pinks. I mean, it's if this cream is the right colors on the cookies, I mean, that's got to be packed with food coloring, too.
Yes.
Like your red 40s and your
blue, I hope so.
Blue number 5.
I hope so.
Yeah, it looks very, very spacey and retro. Let's see.
All right. Now look at it.
Cookie. I'm gonna. Okay.
What are we thinking?
I see a shooting star on this side.
Okay.
On the other side, it just says Oreo.
Can I chime in about comets?
Yes.
When I was a kid, I thought comets were cool. It was just this ball of fire, and it was just going to shoot across the sky.
Yeah.
They don't. They just sit there. They're lame. I mean, seriously, if you think of a comet, don't you think of this ball? This thing just shooting across the sky and just pieces of it flying off and starting houses on fire. That's what I want. That's a comet to me.
That's a meteorite.
Yeah, well, thank
you. Yeah.
That's a meteorite.
Same thing, but only different.
Yes. I want it to be like a meteorite, but just keep going and suck the atmosphere out of the earth. All right, back to
lots
cookies.
Lots of things suck. Yes. Yes, these cookies. So, yeah, that's very, I think they chintzed on the filling. It does not look as thick in real life as it does on the package.
All right, so pop it open. We're going to look at
the contents. Twist. It's very, very magenta.
All right. Very
blue.
I have a lot of vices. One of my favorites is magenta vice. Go on. Nice.
All right, so this, I'm going to guess. Well, I'm going to eat it, and then I'll tell you what I was guessing.
All right, here he goes. Eating powerful new Oreo flavor, limited edition Space Dunk. Now, there is a theme because I enjoy Starlight Coke, which tastes like space. And there's a little surprise in that.
It's crunchy.
I wonder if he's going to pick up on it.
There's like
I wonder.
It's gritty.
It is gritty.
Is that like moon dust?
Maybe. Keep eating.
It's moon dust, isn't it?
Keep eating. See if you figure out the secret hidden ingredient in there. It's an interactive cookie. Let me put it to you that way.
Is it Pop Rocks?
It is. It's Pop Rocks. Isn't that awesome?
That's really funny.
Pop Rocks.
That's very, very creative.
It's very whimsical, isn't it? Much like this podcast, the most powerfully whimsical podcast ever created. And do you know what the other flavor is? I mean, the flavor of it, if you had a guess.
Raspberry.
Cotton candy.
Oh, God. I knew that.
Yes.
I really did.
Yes.
I was going to say that it was just going to taste like an Oreo and the filling was going to taste like the regular filling, but the Pop Rocks really add a little something to it.
Yes.
Not disappointed.
I enjoyed some before you got here.
I see that. You ate like the whole package.
That's like Girl Scout cookies.
Right.
What's the serving size of Girl Scout cookies? One.
Like three cookies.
No, it's one. As soon as I open that thing up, it's gone.
Yeah. Well, you see, it says, five galactic designs.
Yes.
Cosmic cream and popping candy.
Mm-hmm.
One serving is two cookies.
Do they call it popping candy?
That's what it says. Oh, it must on here, be
copyright Pop Rocks. I can't see it.
Right. Slit appears when open.
Mm. Oh. Interesting.
Yes.
So what are we giving that out of five comets? What are you giving?
Oh, that's four comets for sure.
You like it?
Yeah, the Pop Rocks. I guess the Pop Rocks will make me come back for more.
Enjoy it. Yes.
Yeah.
You look up there, I have an unopened.
I see that
for the pop culture vault.
In your collection of
stuff.
You know, we should do a time capsule.
Yes.
That would be cool.
How do you do that?
You take a capsule.
You just entomb it.
And you entomb it in something. You can bury it in your backyard. You can
mm-hmm.
put it in cement.
Yes.
In grade school, we did one with a coffee can back when coffee used to come in coffee cans.
Yes. Did you open it? Do you remember reopening it?
Yeah, we opened it. Yeah, we did it the first day of school in third grade, and then we opened it the last day of school in third grade. It wasn't very long. It was just for us, but I think burying a time capsule for someone to find 50 years.
Did anyone sign it? Stay cool, Mike Rest.
C/M for call me.
Yes.
It's I'm going to see you tomorrow, dude.
So to wrap this up on the tasting and the sampling,
mm-hmm.
You enjoyed the Space Dunk?
I did.
The Spice Coke, not so much. You didn't hate the Spice Coke.
I didn't hate the Spice Coke.
It was just Raspberry Coke.
Yeah, it's just Raspberry.
Have you ever gone to that cool refrigerator they have, the Coke refrigerator where you can push the different...
Oh, at the movie theaters and stuff? Yeah, yep.
Have you ever tried to mix flavors?
I haven't tried to mix flavors on that, no.
Because they do have raspberry. That's interesting.
We should probably try that sometime. Already had it. It's another little test thing.
Yep.
What I do like about those Coke pop machines is that you can scan the QR code and do it from your phone. So that's always fun for me for some reason.
Yeah, everything has an app now.
Everything
has. Even Mike Rez Radio has an app.
Everything has an app.
See what I did there?
I see what you did.
Mike Rez Radio.
Yeah,
also,
it's crazy.
AI artist, Mike Rez.
Yeah, yeah, don't forget that.
Yes.
Tried to get AI to draw a picture of itself the other day. Said it couldn't do it.
Oh, my God.
So Microsoft Copilot AI will not draw a picture of itself.
I was at work at the food court. You know, I'm just waiting for AI to take over and for me to just sit home and get universal basic income. I didn't get fired.
UBI.
I didn't get fired, but that's...
Not yet.
That's what I really thought.
Yeah. It's going to be the best when that happens. There's certain people in my life who don't want to do any type of AI. They don't want to hear about it. They don't want to see anything because it's too spooky for them. And
who's that?
The missus.
She's not an AI fan.
No. So I tell her stuff well, I'll put in a good word with you when it starts taking over.
But I can't think of anyone else that's embraced AI as much as you have. Your profile pics are AI.
Yep.
Your music is AI.
I do a lot of AI.
You do?
Yeah. It's interesting. As soon as Sora from OpenAI becomes publicly available, I'm going to be making so many videos.
You've seen the puppies playing in the snow.
Yeah, it's so realistic. They were there were some people who were comparing it to other AIs, like the same prompts. And that OpenAI one is the best one that's out there right now that we have access to.
You know what's great about AI?
What's
that? I was uploading the last episode, and they have a free AI thing, and it'll go through your podcast, and it'll...
I'll come up with a description or something?
Yeah. So I went to chapters.
Oh, God.
And it was chapter 5, Mike Rez talks about his new OF, his OnlyFans account. I was
yes!
Oh, my God.
Even AI knows I should start an OnlyFans.
But it takes over the sound. It tries to mix the sound. And
oh, that's dumb.
Yeah.
It's not smart enough to do that. I mean, I didn't mean that AI.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Don't kill us.
Oh, that was close.
Take out all the ums and uhs. It's hi, Mike Rez. Thank you. Have a good night.
Yeah. This sounds like we're just caught in some vortex of nothingness. I was pretty sure that the AT&T outage was AI driven. I was here it comes. It's starting, and then starting with my phone carrier.
Are you AT&T?
I am. I'm getting $5 dollars.
I was just going to say, dude, you're getting $5. What the fuck, $5?
That's a dollar a line that's on my account.
They should just charge us $5.
Yeah.
It's an insult, $5.
I know. It's we were going to give you $5.50, but that 50 cents times a million users really compounds.
Do they still do minutes? Remember when you...
Oh, yeah. No.
No one even talks on their phone anymore.
No, that's what... It's the unlimited data.
Yes.
That's the big thing now. Yeah, and so everybody's going to have it, has unlimited.
Remember data. All that? It was minutes and roaming charges.
Yeah. I can talk to you after 8 p.m.
Yes.
Monday through Friday.
Yes. Do you remember that? Weekends and.
Weekends were free. That was the big thing.
Jesus.
God, we've come a long way.
Yes. We're old.
I'm going to get on the internet. Nobody get on the telephone.
Weekends were free. What was your first phone? Do you remember?
It was a Motorola flip phone. It was silver and it had an antenna that you could pull out or put it back down. And yeah, and it had like the little screensaver, you know, it's like gray and black, like Game Boy screen.
Yes.
It was like a race car and it was just like going down and then it would start again up on top, and just drive down.
Was that your favorite phone?
It was a phone. It was my first mobile phone.
Yes.
Do you remember yours?
Keep talking.
Well, you've got it, don't you? Jesus Christ. Yeah, and but I came from, you know, the world of beepers and pagers in high school. My first like mobile device was a pager, and I have my senior pictures from high school with my beeper in my pocket.
I love the beeper.
Yeah, it was great. My beeper and jean shorts.
Yes, the pager was awesome.
Yeah, 911, boobies.
You know what I used to page everyone?
What's that?
8675.
Of course you did.
Check this out. You probably haven't seen one of these in a while. That's not my first phone, but that's my first.
Is this a BlackBerry?
Nope. Close.
Is it a Dingleberry?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. A Palm.
Isn't that awesome?
Holy crap.
Isn't that great?
How did this survive anything?
Yes. Isn't that awesome?
Do you still have the stylus that goes with it? Oh, it's on the side.
Yeah. I got to get the charger. I wonder if I threw out the charger. I hope I still have it.
Come out?
I don't know. But isn't that awesome?
That is really cool.
I bought the extra armor case on there, too.
Case isn't that sweet? Balls?
Yes.
That is really, really something.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
My first cell phone. Here it is.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that awesome?
Mine looks similar to this. It wasn't the same one, but it was similar. Is that a camera?
Oh, yeah. It had a camera.
Your half megapixel camera? Oh, my God. Is this a Razor?
It is.
Jesus.
Isn't that awesome?
It's a little broken.
Well, it's well-loved.
Wow. You still have the charger for this?
No, but I should go on eBay and get one.
I like how the numbers are, like, imprinted on the screen.
That was laser engraved. That's a really stylish phone. It was way ahead of its time.
Singular wireless.
Because it had the screen on the outside, so you didn't even have to flip it.
Right? Oh, that's right. Yeah, yes. Mine had the clock.
Yeah, but so you could access screen. Everything.
Yep.
And then if you wanted to, you know, make a call, you flip it.
Caller ID.
Yeah.
Like, that thing, no, epic. It's my mom.
Awesome.
That is really cool. This goes in the time capsule.
Yes, with the pilot, Palm Pilot.
Yeah. Hello, let me call you back after 8 o'clock.
Yes. Because everyone talks about the Zach phone, Zach Morris phone, but I enjoy the Razor.
Right. And then you had the button for your messages or your voicemails.
Yes.
Oh, man. What were these two buttons for? Do you remember the ones that look like nipples?
That's to launch the nukes.
Oh, yes. Got you. Oh, I see. So you and a friend.
Yes. You'd both turn your key, sir. Yeah.
Yeah.
You both simultaneously hit it.
Push it.
Yes. And then the nuclear triad.
I forgot. Yeah, that makes sense. Yes. Yeah, you would want to push buttons that look like nipples.
The Polaris, yes, and the B-52. Powerful.
Wow, that's some...
Powerful time capsule.
Yeah, I'll put my my first iPod in there.
Cool.
Yeah, I found my iPod, I guess it would be... Well, I had like an iPod mini.
You do.
And then I had an iPod like that looked like a phone at first.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first phones. And so, yeah. And I could charge those. I still have those chargers.
Yeah. Those are awesome.
Yeah. It's still got my old music list playlist on there.
Really?
Yeah. When That's I used to awesome. Run 5Ks.
You ran 5Ks?
I used to run 5Ks. I had a 5K list.
Wow.
I even had a folk music playlist called What the Folk.
Can you even drive 5K now?
Probably not.
He has to pull over and take out his inhaler. That's awesome.
Yeah, these are some memory lane trips right there.
Yes.
I do like the stylus on that. You still have the stylus too for that.
Yes.
Ahead of its time.
Even though I don't have any hair anymore, but I still have a stylus.
That's right. It's powerful. Important.
A micro DJ Res.
Yes.
Surge pricing. I want to get your opinion on that. Wendy's is coming out with Surge. What was the first thing Surge pricing? Like maybe Uber, one of those?
Uber and Lyft, I think, were the first ones to do Surge pricing.
So tell us about how that worked.
So busier times of the day when demand is the highest, they will raise the price, knowing that you have no other option but to pay that price. Because if everyone raises their prices, you have to use one of those services. You have no other option. So you will pay the extra price, and then it comes down. But it also, the thing with Uber and Lyft is because of technology and they know where your location is, they can also do it by location. So if you're coming out of a concert, they will raise the prices. If it's New Year's Day or New Year's Eve, between the hours of like 7 p.m. and midnight, they will raise the prices because they know a lot more people don't want to drink and drive. So they will use those driving services. So they will just jack them up.
Let me ask you this. How about neighborhoods? Have they done that yet? Like, you live in a shitty neighborhood, we're going to charge you more?
They may be doing that. I don't know for sure. I haven't heard of it, but that doesn't mean they're not doing it. I would imagine like surge pricing runs on the same type of algorithms as target marketing for social media. Is when you buy an ad on social media, like companies do, you can target specific areas to reach specific people who are interested in specific things. So I can't imagine. Yeah, I can't imagine it's that much harder or different for a rideshare company to do the same thing.
Do we as consumers have any way to fight this?
Don't buy their products at those times. If you see it, and
no, but seriously, like if you are going to a concert or you're going to whatever the peak times are,
take a taxi cab, take a bus, take a light rail, something besides that.
So let me ask you this. Has this affected you? Would you reach a point where like, no, I'm not paying $20 extra?
Yeah, I've done that. It's like if I need to get, so we have more drivers than cars in our house. And if I want to go somewhere, but I don't have to go somewhere and the prices are more expensive because of the time of day it is, I just won't go.
Okay.
So it's not a big, I mean, it's stuff like that. I just won't go. But like if I was going to a concert, I would either have to bite the bullet or just get a ride from somebody else who's going to the concert with me or have the missus drop me off.
So going to Wendy's, talking about Wendy's, now they're doing the same thing. How do you think this is going to work out?
I don't think it's going
to. Because fast food used to be, I mean, without getting into all this, it's not healthy and that whole argument, well, that's why I don't eat fast food. That's why. Well, some people have busy schedules and they don't have time and they have to grab something.
The people that say they never eat fast food, they're full of shit.
Even if they're not, they're good for you. But the average person works a shitty job with shitty hours, and they got to grab something to eat.
Yeah, quick.
And it used to be, you know, you'd go to like Taco Bell or whatever, and it was reasonable. And they'd have like the dollar menu, and then it went up to $2 menu. But now, these fast food restaurants, the prices are outrageous.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to last.
You think they're going to?
I think they'll go back on it because nobody really goes to Wendy's anymore.
Anyway. Well, that's the thing. Wendy's, too. It's like McDonald's is like the universal thing for kids.
Yep.
I don't know why, but it just is. You know, parents take their kids.
Yeah.
But Wendy's, I don't see this working.
No. And I'm kind of interested to see what the prices are going to be. Are they talking like, let's just say they're single burgers, $3. Are they like, well, we're going to jack it up to $6? Or are they going to just jack it up to like $3.25? Like what's the surge?
And you know, the food prices and everything to me, I'm looking at, you look at McDonald's when they have their fries, they're in these really cool high tech, you're in the cardboard business. Yeah. They have these really cool multicolored boxes. And I have an idea, get rid of all that. Just have plain packaging and then drop the prices on the food.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I mean, it's like shave it off somewhere else.
Yeah, you definitely, because like my company would make the cardboard and then we send it to a customer who does the coloring on it. So yeah, there's nothing that's preventing McDonald's or these other fast food joints from not buying the fancy packaging.
Yes.
That would bring costs down.
But obviously they want the advertising. They want the bright colors. I mean, the red and yellow work for a reason.
Yeah, it's all about the brand, branding.
But the other thing irritating to me is that shrinkflation, you know, where they're making everything smaller. Like you just said on the Oreos.
Right.
I got Hostess cupcakes.
Yeah, they're smaller.
Have you seen them recently?
I just saw them today when I bought these.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah, they're tiny.
Like super small.
They're almost bite-sized.
Yes.
Shrink them anymore.
Yes, and I got a picture. I'll put it up. There's like not even any stuffing in there anymore, filling.
Yeah. Well, and then Gatorade did that with their 32-ounce bottles. They're now 28 ounces. Prices are still the same that you're buying a 32-ounce
bottle. I know. It's ridiculous. And I don't know.
Scout cookies. They're shrinking those.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if you can ever go back, though. But we'll see in this surge pricing. I think what people should do is, yeah, just stop. But then they always say boycotts don't work and whatever. So
it can work in this case because there's a lot of options for fast food. But on the flip side, if it works, guess what? Everybody's going to do it.
Yes.
So in your Arby's roast beef sandwich is going to be surge priced. And that'll really piss me off.
Arby's? That's your go-to?
I like Arby's.
What do you get to go-to?
Just if I'm just in a plain mood, just give me a regular roast beef with a lot of Arby sauce.
You do the Arby sauce roast beef.
Yeah, I love Arby sauce.
Okay. Do you get the curly fries?
No, I get the regular fries.
Crinkle cut. Okay.
Yep. I also, if I really feel like going crazy, I'll get the ham and Swiss.
Really?
Yep.
Let me ask you this. Did you do the potato cakes?
I did when I was younger.
You did?
Big fan of potato cakes.
Yes.
I don't know why I grew out of it, but I did.
I used to have delicious cheesecake, too.
Their cookies were always the best.
Yes.
Their chocolate chip cookies were
good. Yes.
That was always a good day. When
so surge pricing. We're going to find out what happens.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I think it's a pretty dumb idea.
We shall see.
Yeah.
Now, Mike or DJ Rez, let's get into comic books. On the last couple of episodes, whenever it was, we talked about Mike or DJ Rez did not grow up reading comic books.
He did not.
I did. So what I did is I grabbed a random comic book.
You did?
From the vault. And that was right in front of me here. Issue 34, Astonishing Tales, featuring Deathlok, the Demolisher. I'm going to hand that to you. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about that.
All right. So first, my first question is, it says Marvel Comics Group. Is that different than just Marvel Comics? Or was that the name, like the full name?
Back then, that was the name, if I remember correctly.
All right. I just was kind of curious about that.
And just full disclosure, I haven't read that comic in a million years, so.
Okay. I was going to say, God, so, I hope I'm not going to give you spoilers.
Yeah, so this is, if you have specific questions.
Right. Yeah. No, I get it.
So what? Right off the bat, the cover.
The cover is interesting. It's very colorful. Looks like there's something blowing up. There's lots of screaming, and then some evil dude with gray hair that kind of looks like a younger, younger Bill Robert Loggia or something.
Another powerful Italian.
Right. So, I got to tell you, when I opened it up and started reading it, I was a little lost. I should have read the other 33 episodes, I think.
So it's not a one-offer. It's continuing from a bunch of other stories?
It's continuing from the last version or the last comic book before it came out because it comes out at the end. There's a ticking time bomb in a briefcase he's trying to get rid of. He's only got 20 seconds to get rid of it. It blows up. The cyborg, Deathlok, loses an arm, kind of dies, and the CIA brings him back to life, but they bring him back to life reprogrammed to go after this really built octogenarian looking guy named Riker.
He's on TRT.
Yeah. So apparently Deathlok is on a mission to kill Riker. And the CIA has programmed him to only kill this Riker because the CIA wants this Riker guy dead too. Riker is the person that created Deathlok.
Oh.
And turned him into a cyborg. Mm. And not only that, but he took his DNA and made other clones of the original guy. And he actually meets one of those clones that's actually the surgeon that made Deathlok, if that makes sense. Yeah. There's a lot going
there
on.
There is.
It's doctor. Not a very long comic book.
No.
This one. So you could get through it, and I think I got through it in like 35 minutes. So not very long. Once you get past the beginning two pages, you're no longer lost. You get caught right up
in
the story of this this comic book. I did not realize that there was like commercial breaks in comic books.
Interesting.
Yes. It's like I'm reading, I get two pages in, and then all of a sudden there's an advertisement.
Mm.
And then you get two, three more pages in, it's another commercial break. It was kind of interesting.
Yes.
It's like, I don't know why we're breaking this up. Let's keep the story going.
I know.
The, speaking of Hostess Cupcakes, there is an advertisement with Spider-Man Hostess Cupcakes in this,
whoa,
in this comic
powerful
book. Yes. I am a little disappointed you did not send in for the x-ray glasses, as that form is still in here.
Well, here's the thing with comic books.
Yeah.
If you cut anything out, that's it.
Oh, that's
yes.
it, huh?
They always talk about they have value stamps and
right.
Yeah, the collector is anytime you cut out anything, tattoos, whatever is in there, yeah, that's it.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize this thing on the back. I don't know, this guy's just trying to sell you something.
Yes, he's a handsome young man.
Oh, it's an extension, LaSalle Extension University. You can get an accounting degree, personal management, real estate. Oh, my God. If I only knew. Anyway, I digress. Very interesting comic book, action-packed. I don't trust the CIA woman in this at all. I think she's got ulterior motives and is using Deathlok to her advantage, I think.
So what do you think of the character Deathlok?
It's okay. It's not their strongest character. It's a cyborg. There's a lot of cyborgs going around.
Did it remind you of, like, the Terminator, or what kind of vibe did you get?
It's an interesting question. The Terminator never crossed my mind.
Okay.
In this, RoboCop crossed my mind.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I think that's more of the RoboCop vibe
sure.
with this.
Yeah.
It was like the guy who died and then came back. Mm-hmm. And actually, you find out, too, in this comic book that one of his friends is actually dating or married to Deathlok's wife and is raising his kid or
wow.
something. So
sadness.
I know, because when he comes back to life, he recognizes this guy and whatever, and he's like, I know you're not, you know, you can't be mad at me for Susan and raising little Billy or something like that. I'm like, oh, man, this douche is...
Wow.
He went right in and married Deathlok's wife. What a dick.
That's not right.
No. So, yeah, so there's that. But, yeah, I think, do you have number 35? I got to see if he gets Riker.
Oh.
I mean, now there's a cliffhanger.
I'm going to have to get that. If I don't have it, I will buy it for you.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
you
I got to find out what happens here. So, yeah, there's like... I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but at the same time, I feel like it's okay. It's been long enough.
So you enjoyed it?
I did.
Good.
Yes, this one I enjoyed.
Good.
I don't see this turning into a movie.
Oh, you just read my mind. But why not? Because RoboCop and Terminator and a lot of other cybernetic...
Because it's been done. And you have, DC has got their cyborg guy out now. So I think, I don't think he'll... From just based on this one comic that I read, he's not a strong enough character to have a movie. Maybe he makes an appearance in a movie as a supporting character, but that's it.
Interesting the interview, you know, Terminator and those type of people, mm-hmm. they got anything off it. Also, like Westworld, you know, those.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I did like the idea that the man in the machine and he would talk to the computer. And
right.
Kind of cool.
You know, what kind of threw me off is I know he was calling it pewter, the whole
computer,
time?
Computer, yep, exactly.
For whatever reason, my mind kept saying putter.
I think it's a pooter.
No. Hey, pooter. Yeah. But yeah, it's, it was interesting. But yeah, but like I said, now I need to know if he ends up killing Riker.
Yes.
He has to go into his brain and they have to become one.
Yes.
And Riker was waiting for it.
Yes. I like Deathlok.
Yeah. Never heard of Deathlok before.
He's a cool character. And I like the kind of the sadness, like you were saying, you know, the being human once and.
Yeah. And he's still fighting that.
Yes.
Yep. I do have to see the origin story too. I got to know how this happened.
All right.
So.
We'll have to get a first appearance of Deathlok and then.
It's Deathlok.
What's it?
It's Deathlok, not Deadlok.
I said Deathlok, didn't I?
No, you said Deadlok.
Deadlok?
Yeah.
I don't think I did. Whoa.
It's not Dreadlok.
It must either. Be the spiced Coke.
It's getting to your brain.
Yes. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed your first comic book.
Yeah. Yeah, my cherry got popped.
Yes. There'll be many more.
Any more cherries?
Yes.
Oh, okay, great.
It'll just grow back.
Sweet.
Sweet. All right. Well, I hope you guys were wrapping this powerful episode up. I hope you enjoyed yourself. I know Mike Rez did and does.
Thoroughly.
Yes. Thoroughly. Thank you, Mike Rez, for bringing delicious treats.
Mm-hmm.
Thank Spiced.
You. Thank you for your delicious treat.
Space Dunk Oreo.
Yep. Poppy fresh.
So we enjoyed the Oreo. And you're saying the.
Average on the Coke.
Average on the Spice.
But really high on your Palm Pilot.
Yes, and the Razor phone.
And the Razor phone.
But as always, please, we always tell you this, but do it. Tell a friend about our podcast. And until next time, you've just enjoyed the Amazing Pop Culture Podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Amazing Pop Culture Podcast. The Amazing Pop Culture Podcast is available everywhere fine podcasts are found. Please leave a rating and review where you listen to podcasts. Like and follow the Amazing Pop Culture Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And shop our Amazing Pop Culture merch. This has been an Amazing Pop Culture Podcast production.